next on the 5 o'clock report.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the wokest of them all?
The prices are keeping more people out of the park than the pronouns.
This war could drag on for months, if not years.
This city is a war zone.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Mask messaging mess.
They're snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
That is our top story at 5. The CDC wants the masks back on for travel, and the agency has given the Justice Department the go-ahead to challenge a judge's ruling earlier this week that lifted the mandate on planes and trains across the country.
1 minute wear them, 1 minute don't wear them. So, hey, I'm keeping mine on.
What's going on? I mean, what is it? Do you wear one? You don't wear one.
Conservative radio talk show host Tammy Bruce says the CDC is power hungry.
They like what they've been able to do during the pandemic. Issue orders. In the meantime, you've got a dynamic where the American people understand now the politics of all of this.
Bruce thinks this issue could wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Mark Thiessen at the Washington Post says the messaging right now from the White House is a total mess.
They're suing to restore the federal mask mandate on planes because the COVID emergency is not yet over. But they are lifting Title 42 at the border because the COVID emergency is over. Their position effectively right now is the COVID emergency is over for illegal immigrants, but it's not over for the rest of us.
The White House says the mask mandate for public transit should stay in place a little while longer because of a spike in COVID cases brought on by a subvariant of the virus. DeSantis versus Disney. That is the other big story at 5. The governor of Florida about to sign legislation that revokes Disney World's special status to self-govern. Today, the State House passed the measure that cleared the state Senate yesterday in Tallahassee. Bill Hemmer at Fox News.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the wokest of them all? Florida Senate dismantles Disney's power to self-govern itself, kicking the Magic Kingdom off its throne. Is there a happily ever after ending for Disney in Florida?
That is Bill Hemmer reporting. Without the right to self-govern, the House of Mouse might have problems getting permits to expand its theme parks in Orlando. Political pundit Jimmy Failla says Disney has bigger problems than Governor DeSantis.
Nobody's going to Disney to be, you know, soaked into all of these identity politics and all this garbage. Like, if Disney was to be true to their word and they wanted to be more inclusive, oh, I don't know, maybe don't charge $200 to get in. Because last I checked, the prices are keeping more people out of the park than the pronouns.
Disney has been fighting a new law in Florida that bans schools from indoctrinating kids on sexual orientation issues. Endgame in Ukraine, 2 months into the war, and there are no signs. This conflict will end anytime soon.
This war could drag on for months, if not years.
Vladimir Putin has declared victory in the besieged city of Mariupol, where evacuations of thousands of Ukrainian civilians started taking place today. Retired four-star general Jack Keane.
Russia has already added Mariupol to the list of their 9 May victory celebration over the Nazis. There will be a celebration surrounding Mariupol, regardless of what is happening on the ground now, because the Russians are convinced that they own the city, and they likely do.
Today, President Biden announced another $800 million in military aid for Ukraine. The president says Russia will not win.
We don't know how long this war will last, but as we approach the 2-month mark, here's what we do know. Putin has failed to achieve his grand ambitions on the battlefield. Putin is banking on us losing interest. And once again, we're going to prove him wrong.
The Russian ruler now test firing a new missile capable of carrying nuclear weapons. It's called Satan II. In Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton says it should get our attention.
I do think it reveals a notable mindset difference between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. He goes forward with this test and uses it to threaten the West. We also have routine missile tests that we use, yet Joe Biden earlier this month canceled a routine missile test because he didn't want to do anything that would be provocative or escalatory. I think Vladimir Putin sees that the West is still on the back foot.
Russia's new missile can travel over 3,500 miles, and Vladimir Putin says the ICBM provides food for thought for those who wish to threaten Russia. The black murder rate in the U.S. has soared following the Defund the Police movement. Data from the FBI shows African-American homicides jumped by 32%. At the same time, Black Lives Matter movements were going on in major cities across the country. Here's New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Where are all those who stated Black lives matter. If black lives matters, then the thousands of people I saw on the street when Floyd was murdered should be on the street right now stating that the lives of these black children that are dying every night matters.
Hawk Newsom is co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement in New York City. He says Mayor Adams is a hypocrite.
Some kid dies, he hugs their mother, he's holding up sneakers, he's crying. But what we elected him for, the city of New York, was to keep the city safe. This city is a war zone, and he can't stop
it. Data from the FBI shows murders across the board spiked by nearly 30% in 2020. That marks the largest single-year increase in killings since the Bureau started tracking the crimes. A family handyman accused of killing a New York City mother of two, whose body was found in a duffel bag on the side of the road. Chief of Detectives James Essick says David Bonilla had gone to the victim's home where they had fought over their relationship.
A knife is brandished, a violent struggle ensues, resulting in our victim being stabbed ruthlessly and brutally in excess of 55 times.
Essex says Bonilla was intimately involved with the victim off and on for roughly 2 years, and that she'd hired him for odd jobs around her $2 million home. A Grand Island, New York man has been charged with a hate crime in connection to an assault last month. Police say 46-year-old Charles Vacanti attacked a woman with a pool cue, and that the woman's race was the motivation behind that attack. Vacanti being arraigned right now in the town court in Grand Island. Still to come this Thursday, a plant explosion in Towanda, PA. More on that viral video from Syracuse and the aligning planets in the eastern sky.
Good evening. Here is the Family Life weather report. Clouds will be on the decrease here for the night tonight. Temperatures will be dropping back into the upper 30s to near 40. Now, Friday looks like a fine day with skies turning mostly sunny. We'll have less wind. The high temperature largely in the 50s region-wide. Then we get to the good stuff over the weekend. A warm front heads our way with a shower to start Saturday. Then we'll have some partial clearing, the high near 60, except over western Pennsylvania will be in the 70s. Ample sun Sunday, highs in the 70s to near 80. For Family Life, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Thank you, Josh. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Thursday, April 21st. Five people hurt today after an explosion at a plant in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, happened around 9 this morning inside Global Tungsten and Powders in Towanda. All of the injured expected to survive. Police in Syracuse held a press conference today to talk about that viral video of an officer placing an 8-year-old boy in the back of a patrol car for allegedly stealing a bag of chips. The deputy chief in Syracuse says the child was never handcuffed, arrested, or charged with a crime.
And when they took the child home, they took the time to engage with that father, with that child, with his siblings, and talk about what went on. Folks, this is community policing 101. Community policing 101.
The video of police putting the child into the patrol car was disturbing. Even Governor Hochul sounding off, calling it gut-wrenching.
You're like a baby to me. Why you?
That's what I'm doing. You're stealing stuff.
But Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says when you look at the entire footage of the incident from police body cam, it paints a much different picture.
The officers showed up, knew the kids by name, brought them home, and spent 20 minutes talking to the family. That is what we want to see every time. If our officers have to engage with juveniles at all.
All three officers involved in the incident were wearing body cameras at the time. The father of the 8-year-old child claims that his son was mistreated. Dozens of parents showed up last night for a school board meeting in Red Jacket, New York, not far from Rochester. Some demanding the resignation of the superintendent after a 15-year-old student was able to bring a loaded gun into the high school 3 weeks ago. The district is adding a school resource officer at the high school in the fall, but some say that's not enough. They want the superintendent gone. Dustine Mullen has a student enrolled at Red Jacket High.
Ultimately, the district, the community has no faith in their leader. This comes from both inside and outside the school district. It's time. We need a leader we can stand behind.
The 15-year-old student who wielded the gun back on April 1st could be tried as an adult. Police say that student had every intent of using that gun. A school principal was able to defuse the situation after a 3-hour encounter with that student. The three Democrats running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania this year will debate debate the issues tonight from 8 till 9 at the studios of ABC 27 in Harrisburg. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, Congressman Connor Lamb, and State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta are on the ballot for the May 17th primary. Polls show as much as 50% of Democratic voters in PA are still undecided today. Pennsylvania's Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding keeping a close eye on the bird flu after avian influenza showed up at a chicken farm in Lancaster County.
If you start pulling birds out, production out, meat, eggs, you know, all of that, there's only so many chickens, right? There's only so many eggs. There's only so much poultry. So we have to be aware that there could be implications to supply if we don't contain this.
Farms within a 6-mile radius of the infected poultry plant are under quarantine. Officials say there's no risk to humans, and the poultry and eggs are safe to eat. A space technology company in Pennsylvania unveiling the next vehicle to land on the moon. Astrobotic introducing the vehicle at the inaugural Keystone Space Collaborative Conference yesterday. The lunar lander is the first U.S. vehicle intended to make contact with the moon since NASA's Apollo missions ended nearly 50 years ago. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
There was optimism at the opening bell this morning on Wall Street, but the day ending in the red across the board. Stocks turning sharply lower throughout the afternoon as statements from multiple Federal Reserve members alluded to aggressive interest rate policies forthcoming. That following yesterday's stunning plummet of Netflix seems to have made the markets, especially tech stocks, a bit jittery. The Dow today closing down 368 points, the S&P 500 losing 65, and the NASDAQ was off by more than 2%, dropping 278 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
Let's say you have some extra cash. Do you pay down your mortgage or invest it? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. It's a decision you occasionally have to make. And in most cases, folks lean toward investing over putting more money toward their mortgage principal. The thinking is that it will give a greater return. Well, MoneyGeek.com put that theory to the test. They compared mortgage rates with S&P 500 returns over a 43-year period. Over the last 10 years, the S&P's average return of 14.3% was the clear winner over extra mortgage payments. But they also found that in 26 of those years, at the prevailing interest rate, paying down the mortgage actually beat the market. The bottom line? Paying extra on your mortgage may be the better option when the market's down. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
Still to come this Thursday, the aligning planets in the eastern sky.
Good evening. Here is the Family Life weather report. Clouds will be on the decrease here for the night tonight. Temperatures will be dropping back into the upper 30s to near 40. Now, Friday looks like a fine day with skies turning mostly sunny. We'll have less wind. The high temperature largely in the 50s region-wide. Then we get to the good stuff over the weekend. A warm front heads our way with a shower to start Saturday. Then we'll have some partial clearing. The high near 60, except over western Pennsylvania, will be in the 70s. Ample sun Sunday. Highs in the 70s to near 80. For Family Life, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
All right, Josh, the clouds starting to break up in western New York, northwestern PA, as we look forward to some more sun and some more heat this weekend. Finally at 5, the planets are aligning in the eastern sky. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
Astronomers say early risers will be able to see Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and Saturn lining up at the crack of dawn through the end of April. Also, and here's the best part, they'll be bright enough to see without a telescope. Next Monday and Tuesday, the four planets will appear beside the crescent moon. Those with a telescope will be able to see Neptune between Venus and Jupiter. Stargazers might also see a shooting star or two as the Lyrid meteor shower continues through the end of the month. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, appreciate that. And that is the world we live in this Thursday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.